commemorating the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina and celebrating the spirit of New Orleans. I'm Dave Cohen, along with Neil Norman, and we were talking a lot about the victories in the last 20 years, and you can't have that conversation without talking about the massive growth and spending in tourism in New Orleans. Kelly Schultz, Senior Vice President of New Orleans & Company, joining us now, and you have played a huge role in those wins that we can celebrate.
Well, thank you for having me on this solemn anniversary here. But it is, I think, when we look at tourism as one of the success stories of the past 20 years, absolutely.
Doubled the number of people and the amount of spending since Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, you know, if you think about where we were the year after Katrina, we were at an all-time low of 3.7 million visitors in 2006. And most of those were associated with the recovery. They were not traditional visitors. They were here for FEMA or rebuilding in some area. Fast forward to 2019, and then again in 2024, we were at 19.5 million visitors, which was a record-breaking number. And if you think about COVID being in there, that was even better to be back at 2024 levels. So definitely we knew there was not going to be recovery of New Orleans without tourism, without the cultural economy. And New Orleans & Company was led at that time by Stephen Perry, now Walt Leger, and I think our organization and our partners have done an incredible job of getting businesses back, companies back, visitors back, at a time when there was no one we can call and say, how did you do this? There was no blueprint. There was no one we could call and say, how did you rebuild your tourism industry when your city was 80% underwater?
And 100% evacuated.
And 100% evacuated, and the entire world seeing images of devastation and death and destruction from months on end. And then we had to figure out, how do you restore a multi-billion dollar tourism industry with no case study, no model? And we did it.
So Kelly, tell us about that first meeting when y'all came back together and you're looking at each other in the face. And you've got everything that you just described.
Well, I'll tell you.
And more, because, you know, you left out the emotion, the separation. What were y'all saying to one another?
So I was actually living and working in Dallas, Texas when Katrina happened. And Stephen and the team here were having those conversations and trying to figure out how to take care of their staff that had lost their homes. Everyone was displaced everywhere. They had to cancel $2 billion worth of convention business. I was living and working in Dallas, and my family was here. I grew up in St. Bernard Parish, and they had evacuated, so I knew they were safe. But I said, I've never gone to New Orleans ever again. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see the destruction. I don't want to see this beautiful place that I love mangled and destroyed. And so I was trying to get my family to move to Dallas, which, of course, they didn't even consider for one second. And I got a call.
Yeah, because that's north of the I-10, right?
I mean, you think you're going to leave St. Bernard and move somewhere else? No way. But I got a call about this job in New Orleans. And I was like, you're crazy. Thank you. But I'm not ever gone to New Orleans ever again, let alone to promote tourism post-Katrina. But some extraordinary things happened that made me say yes. And so I came in April of 06. So I came in to join the team then. But
Wait. You joined the team when the city was still in shambles. Nobody was coming
to visit. In the heat
of
the moment.
Yeah.
There was little hope and so many challenges and questions about whether it could happen. What made you decide, I want to go help. I want to get people to start coming back to and visiting New Orleans?
Well, I said, I don't know how to build a house, but I know how to be a promoter. And at that time, there was a need for tourism promotion and PR. I was working at that time for a company called Meeting Professionals International, an association for people who plan meetings for a living. I went to our conference in January of 06 in Charlotte, North Carolina. Met one of our security professionals at the conference, and when he's not doing convention security, he's a fireman, paramedic, rescue worker. And he said, I was just in New Orleans. I've never seen anything worse in my life than what I saw in New Orleans, and I've done this type of work for 30 years. And he came to the office where I was working, and he started showing me photos, and he was truly a first responder. He was, I'm recognizing the tops of buildings in St. Bernard Parish. And he said, this is one of the neighborhoods we were in after the water went down. And he was standing on the front lawn of my house.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
So I lived in Dallas. He lived he lived in Michigan. We were at a convention center in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he was showing me photos of my childhood home, because out of all of the thousands of homes that were destroyed, and all of the thousands of heroes like him, he was the guy that searched my family's home.
He's the one who drew the X on the house.
Yeah.
He's the one who went in to make sure that nobody had perished in your home.
And I said, some people said, oh, that's a coincidence. And I said, no, that's a sign. Yeah. That's a sign.
No, that's something different.
And I said, that is the moment that I said, maybe I should go take that job in New Orleans. And I did. So, you know, people thought I was crazy. I had a very comfortable life in Dallas. And
I heard you're a little bit crazy.
Well, thank you. I you know, and then I also, I left and then came back during COVID. So there is some truth to that. But
and Dallas is nice, but it's not New Orleans.
No, I was happy to be home and being part of the team and being part of this incredible resurgence of tourism has been one of the great honors of my life, and we've been able to share what we've done with other cities. So Asheville, North Carolina right now, they're preparing to have 1 year since Hurricane Helene, the wildfires in Hawaii, the typhoon in the Philippines. They've invited us to go to their destinations and say, how did you all do it after Katrina in terms of rebuilding the image and the tourism economy? And so we've been able to share what we've done successfully with other destinations when they have a time of need.
In a nutshell, how did you do it?
Well, it was very difficult. I mean, there was not enough money in the world to overcome the negative images. I mean, you all know tourism is a multi-billion dollar business. It's our most important industry, and it's based largely on image and perception. So it took years for people to stop saying, are your streets dry? Can we return? And so we did the best we could to get funding for marketing and get the message out to the world that when it was time to come back, that we were going to invite visitors back. And you know, some of the big milestones, like the first Mardi Gras, the first convention to return to the Montreal Convention Center in June of 2006.
Which was?
The American Library Association.
And the First Lady had something to do with that,
yes,
I'm sure.
She was a librarian, and that group, I will tell you, they were such heroes and were so brave. And not only did they bring their convention back to the city, but they went out and did what we now call volunteerism and went into our libraries and did service projects and helped clean the libraries. And you heard these amazing stories of, you know, librarians leaving like a $50 tip for the housekeeper at the hotel just because they knew that New Orleanians needed to get back on their feet. And that group really sent a message that we were able to welcome back those citywide conventions, and then things eventually got better. But it took a lot of work, a lot of marketing dollars, a lot of getting people here and showing them. You know, we called it a tale of two cities. You've got the French Quarter where we are now that was okay, and then you've got the neighborhoods like where I grew up that were underwater. So we had to articulate that difference to people was a big part of it.
And started a volunteerism movement where people took vacations with a purpose.
Alive today.
Yeah, absolutely. And where people felt like not only were they going to have fun and relax, but they could make a difference. And that had to be important in the evolution of returning true tourism.
It was very important. We saw people that came here with church groups, student groups. There was a group of college students who came to my family's home in St. Bernard and gutted it. And that's a terrible process to go through. And we said, gosh, you guys could be on a beach somewhere drinking beer. Why are you here? And they said, we want to help. We want to help New Orleans. And so that trend, I mean, we saw it last month with the Lutheran convention of 25,000 young people did over 60 projects when they were here. So that started during Katrina, and it continues strong today. And we are forever grateful to those people who came in
to help
rebuild.
That's a Katrina legacy that's not talked about a lot.
I agree. Absolutely. People came, and then you had these great stories of people would come in and meet at a Habitat for Humanity project and then get married. And they'd come back and have the wedding in New Orleans. So the volunteerism piece very much was started back then. And even to this day, part of what we do is connect our visitors and our groups with local organizations that need a hand.
So that a milestone, no doubt, the first convention coming back. And you talked about others. And finally, in 2013... then we're ready to show the world that New Orleans is recovered, is ready, and the Super Bowl comes back.
When the Super Bowl came here was incredible. And as you know, we just had another very successful Super Bowl. I'll tell you, even before that, when the New Orleans Saints won the Super Bowl, even though that game was in Miami, I call that victory the greatest public relations gift of all time, because the positive publicity that brought, that was another one of those moments.
2009.
In 2009, where people said, that city's going to be okay. The day after that Super Bowl victory, our phones were ringing all day with people saying, you know, I didn't think I was ready to come back, but now I am. So that was publicity that we could have never, ever
I've said this, and people sometimes take it in a negative way. I've said that the New Orleans Saints have been one of the luckiest local business organizations ever because of a lot of things that fell. When they reopened a Dome in 06 and they had Green Day and U2 with that song, I mean, that just went blistering across not only the country but the world. And the byproduct was... it was, you know, a marketing thing separate and apart and really kind of not in their control that took off. And then you add to that a couple of years later when they win the Super Bowl, I agree with you. It was like you couldn't have mishmashed a couple events together over a relatively short period of time when you think about it, right?
Yeah, but you couldn't write a story that good.
Deuce McAllister points out, and you can hear it on our show tonight, that Sean Payton told them before that game, this is going to be like a Super Bowl, and this is going to be huge. But if you don't win, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And they did win that season, 10 games, went to the NFC Championship, and for the first time in history, got a game away from the Super Bowl. They didn't win it till 09, but they got close in that 06 season. And that was, again, we talk about all the dominoes falling just right. That was vastly important. And not only for residents to say, okay, we can come back, we can rebuild, we can live in New Orleans, but as you pointed out, it sent a message around the world that we can come visit New Orleans again, too.
I was in the Superdome that night, and I still get goosebumps 20 years later thinking about that moment. And it was, you know, the Saints are so unifying for our community. It doesn't matter where you live or what you do for a living or how old you are. I would tell people from outside of the city when they would say, what does the Saints victory, Super Bowl victory mean to the city? And I would describe to them that the day after the game, remember the headline in the Times-Picayune said, Amen, in gigantic text. I explained to them.
Miracle in Miami.
I explained that our citizens would take that newspaper and put it at the gravesite of their loved ones who never lived to see a Saint Super Bowl victory. That's how much it meant to us.
You may not agree, but I believe a Saints victory in the Super Bowl has a greater impact than an actual Super Bowl being hosted in New Orleans.
I'll tell you, in terms of publicity value, absolutely. And the stories that were told around the world, we could never, ever...
Not to put any pressure on the Saints.
We're talking with Kelly Schultz. I'm Dave Cohen, along with Newell Norman. We're coming to you live from the Presbytere on Jackson Square. Come for free today to the Louisiana State Museum and see this amazing display of not only remembering what we went through from Katrina, but hope for the future and showing the progress that we have made. When we come back, I want to talk to Kelly about the great successes we've had, doubling the tourism spending and number of visitors, but that can't be everything. Can tourism sustain the city? What else has to happen so that this progress that we've had over the last 20 years can continue, not only in tourism, but for the entire community? We're back after this on WWL. As we commemorate the 20th anniversary of Katrina and celebrate the spirit of New Orleans, we've been celebrating this massive victory that we call tourism in New Orleans, with doubling the spending and the number of visitors since the storm, since before the storm. And Kelly, that is one of the amazing success stories in the rebuilding of New Orleans. And I'm asking everybody, 5 years from now, when we do this again, and we won't do it before the 25th anniversary, because it's been
especially
hard.
For another different name storm.
Yeah, no, God, no. But tourism has been one of the shining bright spots. But we also now know that the momentum we've had has been plateauing and starting to dip in terms of the number of people living in the city, the amount of investment in the city. Tourism cannot support New Orleans alone. So how do you feel about the future going forward in terms of the bigger picture, and if we'll be able to continue to grow tourism while also building so many important other silos?
Well, we believe that everything that makes New Orleans a great place to visit.
Hang on, Kelly, we got to turn your microphone on.
Sorry.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So we believe that everything that makes New Orleans a great place to visit also makes it a great place to live and work. And so that's really what we focus on every day at New Orleans and Company. I mean, one of our strategic goals, in fact, is to make New Orleans a better place to live and work for all of us, all of our employees and everyone, not only the visitors and the convention attendees that come to the city. So we are reassured, number one, by the flood protection that has been in place. So the fact that there's not been another Katrina in the past 20 years, I hope in 5 years when we're sitting here, we can still say that is the case. And our customers and our residents are very reassured by the $14 billion that has gone into state-of-the-art flood protection so that we are not in this situation again. We're going to continue coming up with new products like the Convention Center Headquarter Hotel, which will make us much more competitive.
Construction's underway.
Construction is underway. We are looking at new cruise lines coming in, expanding new ships, bigger ships. Carnival, for example, is bringing in a bigger ship here in 2027. But we need to keep marketing the city. I mean, the competition out there is so intense. It used to be that New Orleans would get, you know, big conventions on a rotation every 3 or 4 years, and they'd come here and they'd go to Orlando and Chicago and then come back 3 or 4 years later, and then, you know, but it is so different now and so much more complex and so much more competitive. So we have to work even harder and smarter to make sure that we are out there with the dollars that we do have to get messages out about why people should choose New Orleans as a place to visit. But also, you know, when that happens, you know, if you look at the riverfront, the development there, that's great for visitors, but it's also great for all of us. So we're excited not only for the tourism economy, but for those who are invested in this community.
The tide rises for all, right?
Exactly.
And success breeds success, as cliche as all of these things are, but they're so true.
It's true. New Orleans continues to win awards. We continue to be named, you know, best place to visit, best place, best food city in the world, you know, most walkable city, all of these types of honors that are being given by travelers, and that means a lot.
Kelly, thank you
and
so much for joining
and
us.
Best promoters.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for coming back when New Orleans was on its knees and underwater and at its worst ever, and for staying ever since and returning home here to make this place great.
And when great story, by the way, about the
thank
first
you.
I love all these stories we've never heard before.
Yeah.
Billy Nungesser joins us after the news.